And first off, it's good to see you again, Chief.
Well, it's great to see you. It really is. It's been a while since we've been together, and we've got a great relationship, and you've been so much help to my family and to our region with our Coach Kill Fund.
Made my day, man.
Well,
thanks.
I tell the truth.
Well, I like that a lot. I really had a moment of apprehension this morning. I didn't know whether I should call you Coach Jerry Kill or SIU Special Assistant to the Chancellor, Carlo Montemagno, Jerry Kill. I didn't know which one I should use today as an honorific.
Well, I gave him a hard time when I went to K-State and I was Associate Athletic Director. I said, I don't want to be called that. I want to be called Coach. That's what I've been my whole life. So Coach is good.
Coach Jerry Kill. You know, Jerry, 2007 is when you left SIU?
Let's see, 6, 7, somewhere in there.
Right in there?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
I was sad to see you go, and I wasn't the only one because, you know, when you see people, you have a tendency to go, wait a second, you know, there are people you meet in your life, and you know this well as others, that go, oh, wow, that guy's unique. I hope I get to know him better. We get to be friends. There are people like that, and I hated to see you go because not only from a personal standpoint, but what I thought you contributed to SIU. And that thought, and to be honest with you, the way that I perceived that you were treated at SIU gave me reason for pause when I heard you were coming back. I'd always hoped you would, but, you know, I was like, really, Jerry's going to come back? And I it kind of surprised me.
Well, I think the big thing is even though, I think any time I've learned and you grow through the years is any time you leave a place, it's hard. And if people aren't a little bit upset at you, that means you probably didn't do a very good job. If they're clapping when you go out, they're happy about it. But I always said I promised that I'd come back someday.
Yeah, but I figured it was just to go fishing.
Well, that's what that's really kind of what I planned to do. But I feel like I've got a lot of work to give yet. And coaching football is like I'm an addict. And you get me too close to it, I can't stop. And it's not best for my health reasons. And I look back at it, and I wouldn't be where I'm at and not have what I have if it wasn't for Southern Illinois and the people in this region. And I see so much, coming back. And I have all my family here for the first time. I got a new granddaughter. And it made sense to see what I could do to contribute to help some place that helped me so much in my career. So
the only thing worse than working is not working.
Your mind's got to keep doing things.
But Jerry, there's another thing that, the mind keep doing, because you could sit in a corner and do crossword puzzles. There's also the act of accomplishing something, of hitting an expectation. I mean, you're a goal-oriented person, of having a purpose.
There's no doubt about it. Life is short, and I found that out. God's given you a gift, whatever gift that may be. And to me, your job is to use it. And I don't want to be remembered for football games, how many football games we won. I want to be remembered how many people that I was able to reach out to and help, and how many, places I've been that I made a difference. I always made those differences and always was able to do those things because I had a great team. And we had a great team of people that were all lined up and going for the same common goal, and everywhere we went, we had success, and not many people can say that.
You know, when it comes to SIU and the reason you're back, I don't know if this is maybe the inappropriate word. If it is, I hope you'd correct me. Do you basically have a mandate from the chancellor to go out and do this? And if we call it a mandate, what is this? What is that mandate as special assistant to Chancellor Montemagno?
Well, when the chancellor, came and seen me and visited with me, we talked about several things, we need money, and there's no question about that. So I'll be dealing with some of the donors and with the university and also athletics, also doing some things in admissions and guiding them, because that's all I've really done is recruit and help them a little bit, get out in our region and speak and, And, you know, we've got to get some positive vibes about Southern Illinois. It's too good a place to all you hear about is negative things. And, you know, and then I think more and more, you know, he's looked at me as somebody that can, you know, help him in the athletic department just understand it all. He's got a big job. And so I can give him some, you know, some guidance there. But I'm kind of I laughed at him the other day. You know, I think he's going to put me where, you know, that he needs help. And because he's got a big mission ahead and a mission that, you know, is a change. And, you know, there's no doubt about right now, you know, the businesses, everybody's suffering. If SIU suffers and we keep dropping enrollment, the businesses suffer. And
so let's talk about that. Let's, because you said a lot of things that I think need to be unpacked there. For one, I just want to make clarification. When you raise money for SIU, it will be not for athletics, but for the university as a whole or both. How's that defined?
A little bit of both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And when you talked about going out and speaking, I see the cheerleader concept of that. You know, both know how important those are, you know, because morale is an issue. But the important thing is where you just left. The business community is looking to SIU. There are people at their kitchen tables going, can I continue to live here? Let's take a look at all the things that are going on in my community. Is it a good idea for me to stay or not? And you say this community says, let's say you're a restaurant. You say you rent houses. Well, 7% decrease, 6%, 7%. You know, 7% of 26,000 is a hell of a lot different than 7% of 13,000. And when you see that, and you know, the business goes, oh, man, what should I be doing? Should I be thinking about leaving? That is really the crux of what I see, that people are looking at SIU, Southern Illinois' number one employer, and that if they don't make the changes that we need to survive and keep that university growing, that all of Southern Illinois will suffer. We all agree on that, correct?
Oh, there is no doubt about it. I've been around, you know, here the last 3 weeks, and not working, just being around. And, you know, it's affecting the whole region. And, you know, if Southern Illinois, we don't get it turned around, you know, it's over. I mean, the community, the businesses, everything. And, you know, you can't keep doing the same things over and over and over and over. And, you know, I believe, I mean, I do. I've read the chancellor's booklets. I've talked to him. I understand what he's trying to do. He's reached out to everybody. I know whatever sometimes the newspapers and people say, but he's reached out to everybody to get input on campus, off campus. I mean, he's got it all documented in there. And you look at all the things he's done, he's taken those ideas and now he's, you know, he's trying to implement them. And, you know.
Well, let's go back to 2007 when you left and you said change is hard. Isn't that really in microcosm what we're talking about now at SIU? Change is hard. People are resistant to it. Necessary changes are being put out there by the chancellor, and the resistance is pretty substantial. University of Illinois, when they did their reorganization plan, I believe they say it will be fully implemented by this time next month, but SIU still seems to be at the drawing board. We're sitting at the drawing board, and we have been sitting at the drawing board for an alarming length of time.
Yeah, I think with – you know, in that respect, it is no different than I've spoke all over the country for like 9 months when I wasn't working, so to speak. And I spoke to businesses, corporations, and how it compared to running a football program. Because when you're in a Power Five, you're running a big business.
You're running a corporation.
You're running a corporation. And you know, it's no different. And when something isn't working, you know, you've got to be able to go through change. And when I came here, there wasn't very many people like me my first year when we went 1-10. Everybody had, you know, that's just part of the change. And people, you know, it's hard for them to change, all of us. But, you know, if it hadn't been working for a long time, sometimes you got to step out of the comfort zone and you got to do something different. And there's no question Southern Illinois has got to do something different. In my mind, you know, with the chancellor's plan and things, you know, I think it's, you know, on track. But we can't move so slow. I agree with you. Is that, you know, hey, we're burning time. Every day you get a win or a loss. And we can't sit around and wait forever to get the plan implemented and move on and let's go. Because you're right, Illinois is doing that. And, you know, we can't sit around and wait 2 or 3 more years to see for the next plan to work. And because then the enrollment will be down to 10,000. And it's all teamwork. You know, it's all teamwork.
Which is interesting because you talked about your work in admissions. Woody Hall Shuffle. Right, like you've never heard the term, right?
Yeah.
And you've been to these other schools, and you, with your recruiting, I mean, when you were talking about that, the ability to see the university from the eye of the customer and then appeal to them so that they can understand, because you're a recruiter. I mean, to be able to put yourself in that man or woman shoes about whether I should come to SIU and what are you doing? I mean, I find that kind of interesting because you do build a rapport with students, unlike many people I've met in my life. You're really good at this.
Well, the big thing is where I've gone. We've been just like this. I mean, we've been not very good. I mean, it don't matter Minnesota, where you track it. We weren't very good at a lot of things. So how do you fix it?
You know? So how do you fix it?
Well, it all starts is that you got to generate a good team. As you know and well, that I had a good team of people that understood what I wanted, but we are a team. And we may argue and fight and get a little grumpy. We kept it behind doors. But when we walked out that door, we were all together. And it don't matter what you're doing in life and even in football. You know, you put a guy like Nick Saban in a position to where from the top to the bottom, you know, he's not supported and things aren't going well. He's going to struggle too. He did in the NFL. I mean, you have to be lined up from top to bottom. Everybody's got to be going the same direction, and everybody's got to work as a team. And there's going to be differences as you go along. And but once you go out the door, everybody goes out together. So when you have a university, in my opinion, and I talk about it a lot when I was Minnesota, you know, you got the board, you got the president, you got a little bit unique here. You know, you have the chancellor and the chancellors. And, you know, you have to everybody's got to work as a team. And as I say, throw the egos to the side. And I never won any football games. Players did.
Right.
You know, coaches did. And
so does that plan translate well from football into a college administration to create that team? That because with a coach, you have an extraordinary amount of control and discipline and, you know, goals with a group of people that you can see. With administration, you get a lot of different thoughts, a lot of different disciplines. Does that model translate from football to college administration when it comes to building a successful team?
Well, you know, I spoke at the national headquarters at Walmart. They'll tell you it does.
Right.
You know, it's the same
thing. Well, I know
thing.
Sports metaphors always seem to translate well for me.
Yeah,
so.
It's the same thing. It's not rocket scientists. I mean, you know, is that...
But a lot of people over here would have you believe that it is.
Well, I'm
and
just
that's why
you.
We've got that big report that's about the foot and a half thick. They're going, no, this is what we're... You know, this is our thoughts.
And it's not rocket scientists. It's about... You know, you got to work. You got to work hard, and you got to have great leadership, and then you have to everybody do their job, stay in their lane, and do their job. Everybody wants to get out of their lane when people have trouble, and if you just stay in your lane and do your job, let everybody do their job, and stay in it, and believe in what you're doing. You know, sooner or later it'll start to turn. And but it's not going to happen overnight. We didn't get here, you know,
right,
overnight. It's going to take some time to get where we need to be. But, you know, there's been a significant drop off, you know, since I was here. And, you know, from the students, I think we're around 20, 21,000 students when I was here. You
now
know,
we're and, 13,
you know,
13 and change.
Yeah. And, you know, so something's got to change. But to me, when I go in, and if I was just a troubleshooter and I was coming into Southern Illinois and not knowing anything and just observing and basically what I have the last 3 or 4 weeks, didn't work. So I watched.
When you were out yesterday walking on the campus yesterday.
Yeah, and you watch. And the big thing is that everybody, how can you recruit somebody to your campus when everything – and I'm not knocking media because I got tons of friends in the media, just like. But is that when there's always something negative, there is nothing positive. That, you know, same with the people. Everybody's been kicked down so hard and so low. Everybody walks around, you know, And like I went over to the athletic park yesterday, I was going to take me a boom box over there and start music, get it going a little bit, you know. But we got to get our enthusiasm back. I've been to all these different institutions. They all got problems. They got problems just like we do.
Right.
It's how you handle the problems.
I've always thought this, Jerry, that as a human being, we're defined not by success, but by adversity.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, both me and you have had our backs against the wall.
Yeah.
When I was here with Paul Kowalczyk, you know, we went 1-11, I think 4-8 or whatever it was. That next year, we don't win, you know, in our business, you're gone. And if you don't fall in line and you don't do what you're supposed to,
right,
you're gone.
Yep.
You know, and to be honest with you, just like what we're doing here, and, you know, to me, again, I've really looked at the Chancellor's plan. I didn't come back here just to do something.
You didn't take the deal and then look at the plan. You looked at the plan first.
And you look at it. Some people say, is it guaranteed? There ain't anything like guaranteed. You know, there wasn't no guarantee I was going to win at Minnesota or I wasn't going to get fired. And you don't worry about that. You worry about what's best for the institution. And right now, this is critical.
All right, now let's take this, unpack this for a minute. What's best for the university? We live at a time that the seeming shift is what's important to me, narcissism, we'll call it for lack of a better word, the me generation. Can we take this time and say, look, the organization has to come first, and because when it succeeds, you succeed?
No doubt.
How hard is that in today's environment? Because I sense now that there's been a cultural shift, and it's more about me. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's true, and I think it is. I think it is harder, but I can still tell you that there's a lot of people that are doing the we thing, and the ones that are doing the we are the ones that are winning. I'm talking corporation-wise, and again, I've been able to get out and do a lot of that. University-wise, the ones that are doing good, you know, they use that concept. And you cannot be successful in life unless it's a group carrying everybody together, you know. And I call it the 80-20 rule. I mean, if you can get 80% of the people on board, maybe even 70 in football, you're going to win. You're not going to get them all on board.
Right.
And when you're a leader, you know, if my rankings came back too high when they did the employer things, how many people liked you, disliked you, whatever, newspapers do all that. If they're giving you 90% people like you, then you're not doing your job as a leader. You know, I always said 50-50, that's the kind of guy you want. You want somebody is going to lead. And, you know, I just think that we need to understand, as a Southern Illinois culture and region, that this university is important to a lot of people. And we, including myself, and you know, I don't do a job, they need to get rid of me. But we, as a university from top to bottom, need to throw our towels to the side and help our region. And because if we don't, we're going to go under.
And if we stand alone, we'll fall together.
There's no question about that. And I think that it's time, you know, to, you know, we're running out of time. It's like getting beat. You know, you're running out of time, and I don't think it's a panic mode.
Well, Mike Reese says when you're running out of time and you're behind, the champions find a way to win. Is that what you're doing now? Because you don't have to do this. I know that you don't have to come and do this. You've done all right, man. You're making $140,000 at the job here at SIU. Some people have taken exception to that, but I also know that you made a lot more other places, and you could have gone and done that too. You did this. You didn't have to do this, Jerry, and this is one of the things that's a little confusing, because you have literally thrown yourself in the middle of a fray willingly.
Well, I love the region. I love the people here. The people treat us tremendously. We have an organization with the, you know, the fund that we created here, Rebecca and I. You know, you look at an organization, SIH, pretty good one to look at.
Right.
They're lined up pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're doing good in tough times. And to me, you really, during tough times, when your back's against the wall, is when you can make the best, sometimes the best moves, some of the best changes, and move something along when things are tough. You know, Paul Kowalczyk did that when he was here. He had a big old deficit, and he cut the deficit, and we won.
Yeah.
So you can't cry around all the time about what you don't have. You take what you got, and you put your – you know, you go to work. But I just think that you know, not one person's going to pull us out of this. It's going to take all of us to work together. I just get tired. People have no clue. I've been moved 13 times, been a lot of institutions, and you always think grass is greener at the next place, and you know, and so forth. Everybody's got problems. I'm telling you. And I can tell you, I won't mention schools, but Southern Illinois is in where we're located and what we have and what we do are still better off than some of the schools that I have been to. And people don't realize what they have, but they're losing right now what they have. And the only way you get that back is be positive about it. Who wants to get up and go to work or get out of bed and say, well, you know, it's going to be a bad day. This happened. And, you know, I'm at the point that it doesn't matter what I say is that, hey, let's all jump in the wheelbarrow. Let's jump in there. You know, here in Carbondale, right here, jump in with a chancellor. You know, I wouldn't have come back if I didn't believe in the man. And is there guarantees? No. But what else has worked? And, you know, I've rolled the dice many times on jobs. I just roll the dice, say, we just go work hard, stay in my lane, and see what happens. And, you know, but he cannot do it by himself. That's for sure. And it's got to be a team effort. And, you know, it starts, you know, Randy is our president, and, you know, he's got to do a heck of a job in Springfield and fight and scratch and crawl and, you know, get us some finances. And then we've got to make, you know, everybody's got to, like I said, everybody's got to do the job. The board's got to support, you know, and I mean, it's all one. And it takes two or three people to screw it all up. So yeah. We waste too much time. We waste too much time, and people look at us on the outside, because I know what they say is they look on the outside and say all they do down there in Carbondale is fight between each other. That's all they do,
right?
You know, send one in, send one out. You know, and they just
some people have mentioned that how many chancellors, yeah, how many administrators we've had.
They just fight, and you know, it's not a stable place. So why send our kid there?
Right.
You know, and I'm going to be out going to the schools, and I'm going to be selling SIU, and you know, and then all of a sudden they go home and they see something, well, this happened, and you know, this happened, and you know, I think that we just, you know, we got to stop all that. And it ain't going to happen overnight, but I don't know. You only get one life to live. You know, why wake up and be miserable every day? And hey, there's a lot of people around here that don't have jobs. I got guys that have worked for me. I've got guys that are in the college business, football business. They don't have jobs. They'd love to come down here to Southern Illinois and work for whatever it was.
Right.
They do not have jobs. And, you know, the university employs a lot of people. And I think that, you know, it's all about team. I mean, I can't say it enough.
A burden shared is a burden halved. Right? Grass isn't always greener on the other side. Appreciate what you have. Move forward and stop bitching about it. That's why you're the coach.
Yeah. and here's the deal. As a coach, it's no different. Hey, when I come in, all right, here's the mission. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going
to
do it.
And this is how we're going to get across the goal line.
And we're not. We may change. We'll ask some opinions of people, things of that nature. How the region works, how recruiting works. But this is our mission, and this is what it's going to take. This is what we're going to do, and it's lined up. And I always said, if you can't line up with it, and you don't feel good, and you can't work under the terms I'm asking you to work for, and do all that stuff, then Hit the road. I'll get somebody else that's going to follow in mission.
Right.
Because you can't have a cancer cell in there. You know, I've had cancer, and you can't. I always say, just like our football teams. You know, when we're at Rutgers, we said, you know, hey, we got some guys that, you know, they're a cancer in the locker room. You can't have that. You gotta, and you don't have to. I mean, I've worked with people that probably don't like me. I don't know, but that don't mean you can't work with them.
Right.
You know, you just got to think what's best for the university. You think about this. I've been here for 3 weeks, and I have not yet heard anybody talk about the students.
The customers.
The customers. I have not heard anybody talk about recruiting. We talk about all this other crap, you know, and some of it's nonsense, you know. Like, I think we got something with, I don't read all that stuff, and I don't discuss with Chancellor. It's not my business. Something about a moving deal. And
right.
Crap. I've moved 13 times, and they give you a stipend, and you just, you know. I mean, come on. Let's worry about the important things. You know, the concrete important things is our students. You don't have jobs if you don't have students.
Right.
And you don't, if people are griping about their paycheck or getting cut, well, you're not performing well enough. You can't, you know, you don't have a job. And right now, if we don't get the students back, there's going to be a lot more people complaining and crying.
Including businesses that depend on the students.
Yeah. And I feel
sorry. Because the second order of effect of failure.
And I feel sorry for the business people. And, you know, they're begging for us to get our tail end straightened out.
They are.
And again, it isn't that hard. Why can't we all work together?
Why are we inherently self-destructive in some of these activities? I mean, we've got about 40 seconds here, 35.
Well, I will tell you, all coaches, everyone's got an ego. All coaches got egos. Everybody has, you know. The reason is we got to, all of us, including myself, because I'm a part of the team, you got to throw your ego to the side, and you always got to do what's best for the university. Not for Jerry Kill, not for the chancellor, not for the president, not for, you know, do what's best for the university. And right now what's best is we keep saying, well, we got some time, you know, we're running out of time. And in coaching, you get 3 years, you know, and then they give you an apple and a roadmap.
Right.
Is what I say by time, we're running out of time to save students in our university.